From no opinion, will Americans want more housing if it looks prettier? So it was interesting to see him claim that the movement has made a big mistake or even been downright dishonest by ignoring the aesthetics of apartment buildings. For reference, here's Sejong City in Korea, whose residential districts do indeed look rather bland and oppressive. Some urbanists agreed, calling for regulatory reform that would allow American apartment buildings to look like the famous Haussmann buildings in Paris depicted at the top of this post. Patrick Gallison's YIMBY credentials are unimpeachable. He is a major backer of California YIMBY, the organization that has passed a stunning array of pro-housing bills in one of the most anti-development states in the nation. So did some conservatives, which is unsurprising. Intellectual conservatism has always called for a return to classical architecture and a rejection of modern styles. Chris Elmendorf protested Patrick's framing, arguing that YIMBY have been active in pushing for reforms that would allow more beautiful buildings to be built in America. YIMBY have been pushing for single-stair reforms that would allow more Paris-like buildings. The municipal design standards and reviews that YIMBY laws allow developers to bypass did not improve designs. In fact, the idea that ugly building styles are a key reason that Americans disapprove of housing construction has been around quite a while, and it even has a name, KIMBY, meaning quality in my backyard. Per Arthur Stamps's studies, the only relevant empirical evidence of which I'm aware, they made things worse. The problem of housing aesthetics deserves more attention and is receiving more attention, but it's not like YIMBY broke something that was working. The plan reads like exactly the kind of thing that Patrick might like. Here's a missing piece that housing policy still treats like an afterthought. How buildings look, function, and feel. Our current objective design standard paradigm assumes you can design away ugliness by chopping a facet into smaller pieces so the building feels less big. But contextual design research shows why this keeps disappointing when the underlying form and materials feel cheap or incoherent. Extra facade breakups read as fussiness, not beauty. Elmendorf also pointed out that California YIMBY itself recently came out with a plan to encourage the building of more beautiful multifamily housing. Many local objective design standard codes demand heavy articulation and multiple cladding changes. Stamps 2014, Nassar and Stamps 2008. We should UP date the California Department of Housing and Community Development's model objective design standards to allow projects to use a simpler envelope and meet a measurable threshold of real ornament projections / recesses, columns / bands / cornices / fin s tile or relief work murals with minimum depth and material standards. If California wants more European-feeling mid-rise development with courtyards, better daylight, shade, and balconies, it has to keep modernizing the building code. Too many building, electrical, and fire rules in California and across the U.S. forbid the buildings people actually like. Brick, T, cross-ventilated homes, true courtyard buildings, and mixed-use ground floors. All these requirements, egress, stairs, corridor, and elevator often make projects bulkier and require much bigger lots, limiting where we can build new housing. The web of building code regulations denies light, proportion, street connections, courtyards, green space, everything that makes buildings feel humane. Passing single stair reforms and elevator reforms makes smaller mid-rise buildings possible, which fit on smaller lots, can be nestled into existing buildings, add variety to the streetscape, and reduce the pressure for larger, monotonous developments. The evidence suggests those moves have limited payoff compared to coherent style, material quality cues, greenery, and visible detail. So at least one prominent YIMBY organization, the one that Patrick supports, is already answering the call to focus on building aesthetics. Others are likely to follow. I think that's a good thing. Eliminating onerous building codes and regulations will kill two birds with one stone, making it easier to build housing even as it also makes it possible to build more of the European-style ornamentation that commentators always call for. And allowing American developers to experiment with ornamentation and alternative styles will help break up the sameness of an urban landscape dominated by endless forests of boxy 5-over-1 buildings. But that said, I highly doubt that this or any stylistic change would move the needle on public acceptance of new apartment buildings. First of all, I'm skeptical that regular Americans actually like the kinds of building styles that intellectuals often yearn for. If you plunk down old-looking European-style buildings in the middle of Houston or Seattle, people tend to ridicule them as cheesy and inauthentic. The typical insult is pastiche, a derogatory term for a style that jumbles and mixes old European styles, even though, as Samuel Hughes points out, mixing and matching older ideas is exactly how classic European building styles were created in the first place. For example, Los Angeles Planning Department, in its design guide for Echo Park, writes, "Do not imitate historic architectural styles. A modern interpretation may be appropriate if architectural features are borrowed and replicated to a simpler form. nor is it just old European-looking buildings that leave many Americans cold. Many local design standards explicitly discourage old-style buildings. Piatoszak and Mendelberg 2025 find that although people tend to dislike tall buildings, traditional brick facades fail to move the needle on support for housing. And Elmendorf cautions that no one has yet managed to find a specific architectural style that Americans like enough to move the needle on their support for new housing. While the paper by Brookman, Elmendorf, and Kalla 2026 provides pretty good evidence that ordinary people's aesthetic objections to bad, very unfit to context buildings affect their support for development to the extent they care about anything development-related, no one has shown that any specific set of design standards would materially improve public support for development, apart from pretty obvious stuff like, don't put up new buildings in low-density areas that are much taller than their neighbors. Alex Armlovich points out that when New York City came out with new limestone skyscrapers, only three were permitted. And Brooklyn Tower, a recently built Art Deco-style skyscraper in Brooklyn, has drawn tons of criticism for its style. All this suggests that while some American intellectuals may pine for the cornices and mascarons of Haussmannian Paris, most Americans just think that style and any old style looks cheesy when it's transplanted to an American context. This may be because Americans consciously think of their culture as a young one, more suited to modern styles than traditional ones. Or it may be because America's artistic culture has always focused on critique and fault-finding. But whatever it is, it suggests that allowing or even forcing cities to build ornamented buildings will not garner a wave of popular support for new development. Conversely, the places that do build a lot of housing tend not to build it in old, ornate European styles. When it does build apartment buildings, they tend to look like this. Texas builds them anyway for much the same reason that the Koreans built Sejongsei, they're cheap and efficient, and the state needs them to support its rapid population growth. When you do see a little experimentation with style, why more European-style apartments in a few plaque, Texas, which is one of the best states when it comes to building new housing, mostly constructs single-family homes with lawns.